I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics is encouraging parents to ask questions and work with their child's pediatrician to choose wisely regarding certain medications, tests, and procedures for their child. To talk about a few of these AAP recommendations is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, one of the recommendations in this recent AAP educational campaign suggests that antibiotics should not be used for viral respiratory illnesses. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. So the Choosing Wisely campaign is meant for families, children, and their care team members to really select care that is evidence-based, is safe, and is necessary. And so in the context of viral respiratory infections, we typically do not need antibiotics for cough, cold, sore throat, unless it's proven to be group A strep, or commonly known as strep, or bacterial sinusitis. And interestingly, many young kids don't even have sinuses. And in fact, we don't form fully our sinuses until adolescence. And about 50% of the antibiotics that are used for respiratory viral infections are in fact known to be probably unnecessary, which leads to, unfortunately, antibiotic resistance and increased costs.
If the child has a virus, the antibiotic is not going to help that virus go away.
Correct. Antibiotics only treat bacterial infections, not viruses.
Another AAP recommendation is that cough and cold medicines should not be prescribed, recommended, or used for respiratory illnesses in young children. Tell us about that recommendation.
Yeah, so many children with coughs and colds will often be miserable, of course. But one thing to remember is that the cough and cold medicines, both over-the-counter and prescription, can be of low yield and also have significant side effects and put kids at risk for medication overdoses because they contain often combination products such as acetaminophen and maybe an antitussive and maybe a mucus thinning agent. And so if you dose acetaminophen later and you didn't realize that that combination product also contained acetaminophen, you can put your child at risk for an overdose.
What should we do instead when our child is miserable and they have a cough or a cold?
Hydration is always important, making sure that kids are well hydrated, having a good number of wet diapers or urine output. And then acetaminophen, always helpful for pain relief or fever reducer, and ibuprofen if the child is greater than 6 months of age and doesn't have any kidney concerns. Additionally, we can use nasal saline and suction to clear out the noses of young people. And honey, only for children greater than a year of age, can be used for cough and cold type symptoms as well, safely.
And what's the honey going to do?
Honey often relieves the cough and cold symptoms. Typically, we recommend between 2 and 5 milliliters a couple times a day to relieve that sore throat symptom and to generally make the kids feel better. It's known to be safe and effective, but again, not for kids less than a year of age.
Dr. Mack, thanks for information about these AAP Choosing Wisely recommendations.
Thank you so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.